The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has... he's had a rough couple of days. He appeared before Congress, and the Democrats... were rough on him. I mean, unmerciful. Why? Well, it was discovered he has some conservative friends, and you're not allowed to do that. Anyway, I mean, they were brutal. They were brutal with him. Well, as most of you know, I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook. And to my knowledge... And I got to make that clear. To my knowledge, they have never censored anything that I've put on Facebook, at least not that I know of. But I post things, and I don't go back and look. Joy the other day said that she put something up, and, hey, my wife would never put anything even close to being offensive on Facebook. And she said it disappeared. Now, it was something about the cross. She posts almost every day for her book. If you want to be her friend, Joy Forgan Burney, that's her book, My Shadows of Death. And then she posts for Crosspower also. And by the way, if you're looking for encouragement and inspiration, you should like Crosspower Ministries Facebook page. Joy updates that constantly, usually every day, with wonderful sayings, scripture verses, poems, lyrics to songs. Almost every day, Joy posts wonderful, encouraging things at our Crosspower Facebook page. If you want to find it, Crosspower Ministries, and when that comes up, just hit like, and you'll be a part of our Crossfire family. But she told me the other day, just a couple of days ago, she said, I posted something, it's gone. It disappeared. Well, one of our staff here has a friend who is the CEO of Phoenix Bats, baseball bats. Now, I've never heard of them, but that doesn't mean anything. Anyway, a friend of one of our staff members is the CEO of Phoenix Bats, made here in Columbus. And Facebook has censored them. We're talking baseball bats. And the reason they were rejected because we don't allow, and I'm looking at their rejection, ammunition or firearms or other types of weapons. It's a baseball bat. We removed your item because we don't allow ammunition, firearms, or other types of weapons. It's a baseball bat. Oh my goodness. That's Facebook. And then there's this. And I hope I don't offend anybody. I really do. But this is political correctness. And, hey, folks, if you listen at all to this program, you know my heart is for racial reconciliation. And that's why I am so grateful. I have every ethnic every kind of ethnic group imaginable in this audience, every race in this audience. And I'm thrilled about that. That makes me so happy to understand we have real diversity in this audience, racially, ethnically, age-wise. We just have a very, very, very diverse audience. And I'm all about racial unity. But this radical, extreme element of the liberal left that makes everything racist is becoming ridiculous. It's getting more ridiculous, and it's dividing us. What made me bring this up? A law office in Nyack, New York, Furyk, Nugent, and McCartney law offices in Nyack, New York. They put up a Halloween display on the front porch of their office. And before I go any further, may I tell you that Furyk, Nugent, and McCartney law offices is very racially diverse. It's a very diverse law firm. Well, they put up this Halloween display, and part of the Halloween display was one of the employees had gone to Bed Bath & Beyond, and they got a bunch of Halloween stuff and a bunch of jack-o'-lanterns, you know, pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns. They were probably styrofoam or plastic or whatever. Well, two of the jack-o'-lanterns were black pumpkins. Okay. Bed Bath & Beyond were selling black pumpkins. Okay. Anybody have a problem with that? So they put this display out, and as part of the display, there were two black jack-o'-lanterns. A member of the community contacted the local NAACP. A member of the community contacted the local NAACP, and the director, Wilbur Aldridge, called the law office and said their display showed, quote, an extreme lack of sensitivity. He said, by now I would believe everyone would know that anything in blackface is offensive. Who says it's blackface? It was black pumpkins. Some pumpkins are not, and by the way, not all pumpkins are orange, by the way. He says, equally as offensive is that a retail store would have such an item in their inventory for general purchase. So, the law office immediately went public and published an apology. We are so sorry. Please forgive us. We didn't mean it. So sorry. It hit the news media. And as a result, Bed Bath & Beyond has pulled all of their black jack-o'-lantern Halloween decorations nationwide because of one person complaining about one Halloween display at one law office in one city, in one state, in the nation. And as a result, Bed Bath & Beyond has issued a public apology. And they have pulled all of them off of their shelves. Following the complaint, quote, Bed Bath & Beyond apologized for ever having sold the pumpkins in the first place, saying that they had immediately removed the pumpkins from their shelves to avoid offending anyone else. Now, my honest question, does that promote unity or division? And that's my honest question. Does that promote unity or division? We're approaching this place where almost everything is viewed as racially tinged, as racially sensitive. Wasn't it Martin Luther King Jr. who wanted us to reach a place where we had a colorblind society, where we didn't pay attention to people's color? There was a time when I think his dream was being achieved. I think we're going backwards now.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I got something very serious to share with you. A lot of people are going to laugh this off, but this is serious. And I don't want to exaggerate or overreact. But here's the headline. Thousands of witches plan to cast binding spell on Trump. Now, a lot in the media are just laughing this off, making fun of it. There's nothing funny about it, and it's serious. Here's the story. Thousands of self-proclaimed witches will gather together on October 25th, that's tomorrow, to cast a binding spell on President Donald Trump in an effort to stop, quote, his malignant works. The spell will take place at 11:59 p.m. and is not intended to harm Trump, simply to bind him. Now, in the Christian community, we often talk about binding evil spirits and praying for a blessing. And we pray about someone being released from evil spirits and demonic activity and so forth. Now, I have no idea how many of these witches are really serious in their witchcraft, or they're just doing this as something to do. But, and I don't want to get too deep into it because the radio is not the place to do it, and particularly not with just a few minutes. There is a dark side. There is an evil side. There is an evil kingdom. There is a devil. Now, Christians should never, ever fear the devil. Respect, yes. But the Bible is clear. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We are never to live in fear of the devil. Respect his power, understand that he is real, and never, ever, ever play around with anything demonic. Ouija boards are not fun. And if I had time, I could tell you a story about when I was a teenager, a bunch of us at a church fellowship in a church member's home played with a Ouija board. I'll never forget it. You don't mess with evil. You do not mess with demons. You do not mess with demonic activity. This is serious stuff, folks. And, even if I had time, I probably wouldn't go into it. I've been in ministry now 50 years, and I believe I have faced a demon twice. I honestly believe that, but only twice. But I just suffice it to say, there is spiritual warfare. We are on the winning side, but there is spiritual warfare. There are demonic forces. There are evil forces that we should never take for granted and we should never take lightly. Back to the story. The spell will take place at 11:59 p.m. tomorrow night. It's not intended to harm Trump, simply to bind him. Thousands of people across the world have gathered at previous rituals, and organizers anticipate a very large showing. Quote, this is from one of the organizers, a witch. Knowing thousands of people are gathering together at the same time from all over the world to do this ritual, to put our beliefs and our desires into sharp focus, and to do that ritualistically, I think that has a very powerful effect. Quote, many of these witches believe that their spells are working, manifested in the Democratic attempt to impeach Trump, and that casting them makes them feel empowered after the election. May I just repeat, this is not something to laugh off. This is not something to be taken lightly. This is serious stuff. And that's why we all need to be praying for our president. There is a battle for good and evil, right and wrong. And I am not implying in any way that the Republican Party is always on the right side. I am not implying that the Republican Party is the party of righteousness. I am not. But folks, and I am not, please don't misinterpret, do not misquote me. I am not saying that the Democrat Party is demonic, but I am saying this. The Democrat Party has become the godless party. This is the party that is promoting policies and principles that are absolutely antithetical to Scripture. That's why, you know, okay, I understand Democrats not liking Trump. I understand even Christians criticizing Trump for this, criticizing Trump for that. But, okay, I get that. We can debate that. I understand. What I do not understand is any Christian having allegiance to a political party that stands in opposition to God's principles for family, marriage, sex, sexuality, and life. I do not understand that. You want to criticize Trump? Fine. That's okay. I get that. I understand. You don't like what he does? That's fine. That's okay. But how in the world could you have any allegiance to a political party that stands in absolute opposition to so many biblical principles? That I don't get. Hey, pray for our president. I don't care if you don't like him. Pray for him. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.